USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin showed no regrets for the war against Ukraine, insisting it was going to plan and playing down any nuclear standoff with the West, while both sides prepared for what could be a key battle in Kherson in Ukraine's south. Putin had a familiar litany of grievances against Western opponents as he addressed the conference in Moscow, accusing the West of inciting the war and of playing a dangerous, bloody, and dirty game that was sowing chaos. Has daylight savings time got you tossing and turning?
Most states will turn back their clocks an hour on Sunday, November 6th, but daylight savings time is generating growing health concerns. Sleep disorder specialists at the Mayo Clinic say turning the clocks back and forth twice a year causes disruption in the brain's circadian rhythms. Researchers at Harvard Medical School and Massachusetts General Hospital have found that in mice, disrupted sleep causes an increase in heart disease. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Appearing on MSNBC Friday night, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez claimed Americans are truly facing an environment of fascism and the threat of returning to a very unique form of American apartheid because of white nationalists.
There is absolutely no doubt that the data shows that the vast majority of incidents of domestic terror come from white nationalism, and that we are really truly facing an environment of fascism in the United States of America.
Flu cases are rising in Central Florida, where Dr. Tim Hendricks said the increase began this past summer and will likely grow even steeper in coming weeks.
We are seeing less COVID-19, but we are still having some positive patients come into CentraCare. This is the time of year when we start seeing an increase in respiratory illnesses.
This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Prayers for the Pelosis. That's what the second highest House Democrat, Congressman Steny Hoyer of Maryland, called for as he campaigned for Democratic gubernatorial candidate Wes Moore in his home state. Hoyer said he was not only saddened by the hammer attack on House Speaker Pelosi's husband in their San Francisco home Friday, but frightened for the nation's political future.
I want you to think of Paul Pelosi today. I want you to pray for Paul Pelosi today. I want you to pray for the safety of our speaker, Nancy D'Alessandro Pelosi.
New York City's Rockaway Beach in Queens is remembering how 10 years ago today the peninsula was engulfed by water from the ocean and Jamaica Bay from Superstorm Sandy. And although the Army Corps of Engineers has restructured the beaches to prevent swells from swallowing up the community again, the work is, some say, lopsided. Harishan Ramsaran is among them and says that if the engineers can't get to the bayside until 2025, Rockaway is ripe for flooding again.
I love the work they're doing on the ocean, don't get me wrong, but the problem is not only on the ocean. If you don't protect the bay, that water is going to come around.
The Los Angeles Lakers are off to a terrible start this season. LeBron James addresses the Lakers' 4th straight loss and struggles with limiting turnovers as a team.
Well, I mean, obviously it's a fine line between, you know, unforced turnovers and turnovers as you're being aggressive and trying to make plays happen. So, you know, we had some, that's quite a few unforced turnovers. Some of the aggressive ones I can be okay with, but we just got to do a better job of that.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay? Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, that's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.